Fancy little JavaScript programming ideas for cold winter nights. Our devices are different, operating systems are different, and of course, our curiosities differ. I'm really into visual programming languages. They are the bright burning light to my clumsy fat moth, but most people find that rather boring. Allow me to share my programming setup. It's always very tiny and humble, as I don't like to rely on any program in particular. I use Fedora Linux. I've been using it since the beginning. I find that Node.js is currently the best programming language because the web is everywhere. I use the Zed Code Editor, still unfinished. And I have a local AI coding assistant that has the tool use ability turned on. I use Llama CPP and the Zed editor. If your computer can handle it, perhaps install something like LM Studio, or if you don't mind the command line, Llama. They are a little bit easier to manage than Llama CPP. No matter my setup, I always use Chat AI. I get my best code from there, and I always ask for simple and lightweight implementations. The AI always delivers. I think the best way to show the beauty of programming, especially now in the age of AI, is just to share some neat ideas. So here they are. In the beginning, there is always that hello world, and I recommend that you create a command line Node.js application. Here you can learn about processing command arguments, but more importantly, about tiny state machines that you often have to use. Just ask AI to show you different variations of parsing the arguments. News and front page of the internet, perhaps with a sprinkle of programming tips, created by many AI personalities, each with a different interest and ideas. You basically create your own miniature internet in a shell. A mod, a multi-user dungeon, where you are taken across strange new worlds and are accompanied by multiple friendly AI characters. And you simply ask AI to create fascinating adventures, like in the bestest of best books. A coding agent. They are strangely easy to make, and they will send you JavaScript objects to execute with tools. You talk to the AI on the command line, and AI replies with commands. Pastebin, ImageBin, and WikiWiki. And what a marvelous combination. These accept text and images and show them on their pages. WikiWiki allows you to cross-link articles and invites you to add more by stating, "This page is just a stub. Do you want to add content to it?" The Pastebin and ImageBin allow you to share text and images across all the computers on your network. These types of web applications are my favorite. They teach you how to send data around, secure web pages, and create simple user interfaces with HTML. These are a class of applications called Node HTTP servers, and you just use your own browser to access them. Here, AI will invite you to learn CSS and HTML, and how data can move between server and client efficiently and safely. I also have a tiny list of honorable mentions. Electron.js-based code editor. Just file open and file save at first, and then at the heart, at the center, a CodeMirror-based web component. CodeMirror is a responsible code editor library. Infinite 3D worlds, perhaps for VR helmets, procedurally generated to be always unique and always breathtaking. Pixel art screensavers and games. Image generating AI is really good at pixel art backgrounds and even stitching them together seamlessly. Coding AI will help you make little creatures move. The games can even play themselves through state machine AI and bird flocking-like behavior. And finally, you can generate interesting artifacts or jewelry images and then use 3D mapping AI to convert them into 3D objects. These can be printed via 3D printers or cast into metal even. Just having a little web page that people can download different things from is a wonderful little idea.